I believe that the definition of a combat teacher is broad and refers to anyone engaged in instructing combat of all kinds. An educator in a club class, a combat instructor in a security organization, an instructor in a private security firm, a firearms instructor, and even an instructor of fighter pilots. For this reason, I chose to write a book for teachers of combat, not a manual specifically for teachers of martial arts. This book provides tools to everyone working in the field, across its various branches, and the different instructional aims within them. At the same time, I see martial arts as the origin and foundation of all combat instruction. Martial arts are also the basis for instilling the abilities, qualities, and values required by all warriors. The concept of martial arts contains much beyond fighting skills. It includes philosophies, forms, and methods that were developed over many years, most often originating in the Far East. I am not a historian and will not presume to resolve the eternal debate over which system came first or which style is the best. There is no such thing. I will present the historical perspective according to what most experts on the subject agree upon. Martial arts developed in parallel thousands of years ago in different places around the world. The most significant ones appeared apparently in China, ancient India, Japan, and ancient Greece. People in Africa and South America also knew how to fight, developing their own methods to pursue battle and educate the young in these practices. The advantage of the Chinese and the Japanese lies in the formalization of coherent systems and the development of distinctive teaching methodologies, and therefore, they are considered foundational. The secrecy and mysticism that shrouded the Eastern arts, the tales of warrior monks from China, and stories of ninjas from Japan also contributed a great deal to the glorification and esteem of Eastern martial arts relative to others. That being said, the invention of combat methods did not begin nor halt in the modern era. On the contrary,